Colonists were being used for slave labour, to build fortifications and secret landing sites out in the jungle. Ivets were captaining the work parties. Two things remained reasonably constant amid all the wild theorising. One, colonists had been killed by Ivets. Two, Ivets were helping the revolt. Durringham was a frontier town, the vast majority of its population scraping their living with long hours of hard labour. They were poor and proud, and the only group which stood between them and the bottom rung were those evil, work-shy, criminal, daughter-raping Ivets. And, by God, that's where the Ivets were going to stay, underfoot. When Candace Elford's sheriff started to recruit deputies for the posse, tension and nervousness were already gripping the town. Seeing the posse actually assembling down at the port, confirming there really was something going on upriver, tipped unrest into physical aggression. Darcy and Lorry were lucky to miss the worst of the mayhem. On Lalonde they acted as the local representatives for Ward Molecular, a Kulu company that imported various solid-state units, as well as a lot of the electron matrix power cells, which the capital's embryonic industries were incorporating into an increasing number of products. The Kulu connection was an ironic added touch to their cover. The deeply religious Kulu and the Edenists were not closely allied in the Confederation. Edenists were not permitted to germinate their habitats in any of the kingdom's star systems, which made it unlikely that anyone would think of them as anything other than loyal subjects of King Alistair II. They handled their business from a long wooden warehouse structure, a standard industrial building with an overhanging roof, and a floor which was supported on raised stone pillars a metre above the muddy gravel. Built entirely from mayope, it was strong enough to resist any casual break-in attempt by the capital's slowly increasing population of petty criminals. The single-story cabin which they lived in sat in the middle of a half-acre plot of land at the back, which, like most of Durringham's residents, they used to grow vegetables and fruit bushes. Warehouse and cabin were situated on the western edge of the port, 500 metres from the water. The majority of nearby buildings were commercial premises, sawmills, lumber yards, a few forges, and some relatively new cloth factories, their bleak ranks broken by streets of cabins to accommodate their workers. This end of town had stayed the same for years. It was the eastern end and the long southern side which were expanding, and no one seemed keen to develop out towards the coastal swamps 10 kilometres down the Julif. Nor were there any farms to the west. The raw jungle was less than 2 kilometres away. But their proximity to the port did put them on the fringe of the trouble. They were in the office at the side of the warehouse when Stuart Danielson, one of the three men who worked for them, came barging in. "People outside," he said. Lorry and Darcy swapped a glance at the agitation in his tone and went to see. There was a loose progression of men from the nearby factories and mills heading towards the port. Darcy stood on the ramp outside the big open doorway at the front of the warehouse. There was a work area just inside, where they would pack orders and even perform repairs on Ward Molecular's simpler units. Cole Este and Gavin Hoff, the company's other two employees, had both left their benches to join him. "Where are they all going?" Lorry asked. "And why do they look so angry?" she addressed Darcy on singular engagement. "Going down to the port," Gavin Hoff said. "Why?" He hunched his shoulders up, embarrassed. "Sort the Ivets out." "Bloody right," Cole Este mumbled sullenly. "Wouldn't mind going in that posse myself. The sheriffs have been recruiting deputies all morning." "Damnation, trust this town to think with its arse," Darcy said. He and Lorry had only been told about the Qualheim County's revolt by one of their contacts in the land allocation office the previous evening. "Those bloody sheriffs must have been shouting the news about Schuster." "Gavin, Stuart, let's get these doors shut. We're closing for the day." They started to slide the big door shut, while Cole Este stood on the ramp, grinning and exchanging a few shouted comments with the odd person he knew. He was 19, the youngest of the three workers, and it was obvious he wanted to join the crowd.